ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः.
It means they would just have speeches all day long for days and days and days, speeches about Hari, continuously speaking, hearing. He would generally give very long lectures, at least 1.5 or 2 hours. And in very, in such scholarly language that it actually was difficult for people to follow. He was preaching in a time when actually, even in Bengal, the land of Lord Chaitanya, Vaishnavism wasn't so much respected. So he spoke in a very scholarly way, just to let people know that Krishna consciousness is not just something sentimental. So scholarly manner or simple manner, the manner isn't so important, but we have to speak about Hari, Krishna. Kirtaniya Sada Harihi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Lord Hari should always be glorified. Kirtan means glorification. Kirtan is especially meant for Hari, not for those who are not God. The tendency to glorify is there. In the modern age, whoever is the most foolish and ridiculous is glorified. Some film stars, you have famous Russian film stars? In India, it's ridiculous how they glorify these stupid film stars. One of our devotees in Bombay, he was many years in the film industry there. So he said, and he told me that unless you're the most cutthroat and nasty kind of person, you can't be successful in the film business. You have to be absolutely shameless and ruthless to be an actor or a director or even a camera technician. You have to be the most nasty person and then you can succeed. Just before I left India to come to Russia, I had spent 4 days sitting in front of a camera, and we made 33 lectures for Sweeney, for Hindi TV, Hindi lectures. Previously I had some Hindi lectures screened on TV. So this goes all over India and then out to Asia, Hong Kong, Singapore, Dubai, all over. So it's very widespread preaching. So wherever I go, in the airport, in the train station, people come up to me and say, "I saw you on TV." Here in Russia, they have a system, a lot of local TVs, don't they? So you can try and take advantage of that. I mean, in a small town like Naborizhny Chelny, there are not that many interesting things going on. So at least, even from the Karmi point of view, our movement is something interesting. It's certainly not usual by Russian standards. No one expected that in Russia, men were dressed in dhotis and women in saris and singing and dancing with Indian instruments. And vegetarian, don't drink vodka, not even chai. And happy in Russia? That was supposed to be illegal. It was supposed to be very... Don't smile, it's illegal. What about dancing in ecstasy? Who imagined such a thing in Russia? So our movement is something interesting, apart from the external manifestations of our dress and behavior. We also have such a wonderful philosophy. We can take advantage of the media to publicize this. And quite a few places I've been taken in Russia that they've arranged either TV or press interview. So if you can do that, that's very good. I know some of you are doing that in your local areas. Try to make friends with the local media people. It's the media, if we can put our ideas through that, it's very powerful. Actually, even if they print something bad about us, it still increases the preaching, because people think about us more. And they often remember there was something about Krishna that gives the movement some importance to be in the newspaper, but they can't always remember what it was. Even if it's good or bad. My experience is that even if they print something bad, often people, they don't fully believe the press, what they say. Especially when it's something which is like a minority group. They think it's just the establishment oppressing the minority. Some devotees told me in Germany that for so many years there's bad publicity against our movement. So many young people grew up thinking Hare Krishna movement must be something quite good because the establishment doesn't like it. So of course we don't want to generate bad publicity, but Prabhupada said any publicity is good publicity. When they told Prabhupada that every day in Germany Hare Krishna was in the newspaper, Hare Krishna people are liars, cheats, thieves, murderers, and so many things. Prabhupada said, well, that's good, because every day they'll be reading Hare Krishna. Gives us a chance to preach. In America, there was a big case against our movement. The Hare Krishna movement is brainwashing. So Prabhupada said, this is very good. It's giving our movement a lot of publicity.
He said,
you should make this case go on for 14 years. So it will be in the newspapers for 14 years. He said, you should say to the judge and the jury that you have to read all our books, only then you can understand our movement. You all have to read Bhakti. So you all have to take one set, only $200 each. So when they said they're brainwashing, Prabhupada said, yes, you have to wash your brain because it's full of stool. He said, actually, we're not brainwashing. You don't have any brain. We're brain giving. See, our movement was under such heavy attack. Prabhupada said, you should go in the court and tell the judge that he said, why are you taking people out of our civilization? He says, yes, because we hate your civilization. He said, you should tell the judge that your society is the society of licking the dripping vagina, just like the dogs.
Licking,
I don't know, it's a very heavy thing. I don't know if you want to say it, actually. All right, we won't say it. It's such a heavy thing. I don't want to say it. It's only something like dog society. Prabhupada said to say something which is so heavy, I don't even want to repeat it now. For men only. He was comparing, just like the dogs who are, like I was saying, they're licking each other's genitals. There's a question? Can't understand it.
Yeah, the handwriting is... I cannot understand the handwriting.
Can we accept that all our problems are due to inattentive chanting?
Okay. Yes, you can say that. All our problems are caused because we don't have love of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, I'm so unfortunate, I don't have attachment to your names. Nam nam akari bahuda nijisarva shaktis tatrapitanya mitasma neva kamaha ita dushita vakripa bhagavan namafi durdaiva midusha mihajani nanurava. I'm so unfortunate, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I don't have taste, attachment for your holy names. Durdaiva nama yama nahoila ruchi. Well, whoever wrote it can write it more clearly and then. The writing. The question. Alright then. We should try to do that which is possible, not impossible. If someone asks a question which is too difficult to understand, they should chant more, and their consciousness can become more clear, then they can understand what they want to ask. Just like one son said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, when I chant, I see a great light expanding within my mind. So Prabhupada said, don't worry, go on chanting, it will go away. You look in someone's eyes, and all of a sudden they faint in ecstasy. When Prabhupada was staying in Vrindavan at one time, he used to go out every morning for a walk. So one of his disciples used to wait at the gate and offer prayers to Prabhupada as he went out, which is very nice. To greet the spiritual master with suitable prayers. One day, Prabhupada came out, he was reciting the prayers, Prabhupada saw there was all water spread everywhere. Prabhupada said, why don't you do something practical and clean the floor? Prabhupada presented Krishna consciousness, some very practical activity in Krishna's service. Very simple and straightforward. Krishna is the Supreme Lord, we are his servants. So therefore we should serve him. Just the other day in Moscow, someone was asking me about attaining his svarupa, his eternal form in the spiritual world. Asking me how we can attain this. You perform devotional service. What does that mean? Do your sadhana and perform different services to Krishna. How do we serve Krishna? Well, you could clean the floor. Go and ask the temple commander. I'm sure there are plenty of services. He couldn't make the connection between how is it by cleaning the floor you're going to become spiritually realized. I don't know what he was thinking, but this is the process. Serve Krishna, chant the holy names, and gradually Krishna reveals everything. Atashi Krishna nama adina bhavad grahim indriyai sevam lokehi jivado swayam eva spurati ada. You can't understand Krishna by any mundane means, nor by any quasi-spiritual means. You have to become enthusiastic to serve him, beginning with the tongue, chanting Hare Krishna and taking prasada. Beginning with the tongue. There are other things to do also. But if you develop this mood of wanting to serve Krishna, then Krishna will be pleased with you and he'll gradually reveal himself to you. He was asking about his swarup. What does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say about your swarup? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jive swarupai Krishnani. But thus, the eternal position of the living being is to serve Krishna, to be the servant of Krishna. So you serve Krishna, go on hearing and chanting about Krishna. And in due course of time, if we avoid offenses, then Krishna will reveal himself to us. That's it. That's the process of Krishna consciousness. Very practical, blissful. There's a difference. So cleaning the floor for Krishna and cleaning the floor in some factory to get some money is different. You may think it's material. It's not material. Because everything in Krishna's service is spiritual. This whole building is spiritual. It's different. The other buildings around here, they look similar. This one is different. Because this building is meant for the service of Krishna. Whereas those buildings are being utilized for sense gratification. So in this building, they'll be cleaning the floor. And in other buildings, they'll be cleaning the floor. It's the same activity. But cleaning the floor here liberates you from birth and death and gives you love of Krishna. And cleaning the floor there just makes you have to clean the floor birth after birth in another miserable home, again and again. That simply entangles you in birth and death more and more. There's one story, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, some people came to be his disciples. So after some time, they said, do you think you could say something to our guru for us? They said to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, do you think you could say something on our behalf to our Guru Dev? We gave up our homes, our families, everything to come to Babaji Maharaj with the expectation that he would teach us what our he would reveal our original form to us in the spiritual world. We've been with him for several months now, but the only instruction he's given us is to look after the vegetables in the garden. So, you know, do you think you could tell him to give us some higher instruction? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur became very grave. He said, as long as the living being has the propensity to enjoy matter, he cannot understand the details of his spiritual position. It is the duty of his guru to engage him in devotional service in such a way that he gives up the enjoying spirit and learns to perform all activities for the pleasure of Krishna. Only when he's perfectly adopted such an attitude is he fit to understand the details of his original spiritual position. If it is attempted to teach him those details before he is ready for that, that will be a great disturbance actually in his spiritual progress. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj gave an example that people who want to dwell on the intimate topics of Krishna and imagine themselves to be relishing those pastimes, but who are not qualified to do so, what is their position? He said, it's just like a woman who pretends she's having a baby. She starts groaning and making noises. So everyone may think she's having a baby. But if she's not actually pregnant and having a baby, then she can make all the noises, but it doesn't mean that a baby's going to come out. It's not just by making a show of having a baby that you have a baby. There's a process to get a baby. There has to be union of man and woman at the favorable time. So similarly, to become Krishna conscious, there's a process. You have to hear from the proper source and follow the instruction. And then in due course of time, the development will be there. Just like if a girl, she gets married, and then she says to her husband, I want a baby. Okay, I want it tomorrow. Is it a very reasonable proposition? Or some kind of question in which doubt is expressed, not with the aim of clearing the doubt, but rather to, like that, challenging, as if to say that Krishna consciousness is not perfect. In Bhagavad Gita, we see Arjuna express so many doubts, and Krishna cleared them. But at the same time, Krishna, he decries the doubting mentality. Ashadathana purusha dharmasyasya parantapa. One who is not faithful on the path of devotional service, he does not attain me, or conqueror of the foes, but he returns to repeated birth and death in this material world. So Arjuna had doubts, but he also had the basic faith that Krishna knew better than him and could clear all his doubts. So it's natural to have doubts because we are conditioned in this material world. We are in ignorance, but we should have... If we have a doubt, if we express a doubt, It should be with the attitude that I don't know because I have this doubt because I'm foolish. Let me place it to spiritual master or the relevant authority who can clear that doubt. Not let me challenge that authority and show that Krishna consciousness is bogus. I know better. So we'll finish there because I have to meet with Mukundananda. He's making a question, so what are we to do? What is that?
When we enjoyed this moment, we clearly understood that we needed to do something practical, to do Krishna service. But the new generation, of devotees, they lack such confidence. So they do not think that they have to do something practical. What's why is it so? Is it the defect of our preaching, or is it the defect of the new generation?
Well, it may be because they see that you're already taking the leadership role, and they just take a more docile kind of position.
Docile.
So, do you understand doing that? Okay, so, you know, and do you sit back. They may make mistakes, but they'll learn and they'll get infused that way. It may be also that when this movement was newer and smaller, that the kind of people who joined, they were pioneering and idealists. It was more of a risk to join at that time. So now it's a more established movement, and more people may be joining, but there's less of that social risk to take part in the activities. Join and take part in the activities. So I don't think we should condemn anybody. If anybody takes to Krishna consciousness in any way, we're very happy. That's what we want. That's what we're preaching for. Although we should encourage everyone to preach as much as possible. Unless you preach, you don't really get so much taste for Krishna consciousness generally. Those who are leaders, they should be careful not to make such a system in which everything is so tightly, compactly institutionalized that people, they don't feel the inspiration to take up some project and do something for Krishna.
Institutionalized.
Bureaucratized. But actually I see quite a few devotees in this room who are very active and inspired in preaching, who are organizing namhattas and preaching among their relatives and doing so many things. And actually more among the ladies. This is real women's liberation. They're liberating others by teaching them how to go back to Godhead. So we don't want the men to become outdone by them. Otherwise you'll all be left at home looking after the babies. You have to go out and preach also. Yeah, okay. We'll take one more question.
Are there any examples in Vedic literature of illegitimate children? And can they, those illegitimate children, have good karma? Or they are bound to have bad karma?
There are examples, yeah. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bharadvaj, who became a great rishi. He was born of from Bhrigu semen, illegitimately. Even Vyasadeva, in one sense, could be said to be illegitimate. Not exactly, because Parashara Muni could see that there's an astrological configuration here. So now if a child is... what's the word? If the seed is placed in the womb, what's the word?
Conceived. What?
Conceived, yeah. Then it'll be a great child, great personality. Generally, that's considered bad karma, yeah. It may not be in every case. But even if a child has bad karma, teach him to chant Hare Krishna, and he'll be more fortunate than others. Okay, we'll finish there for now, because I have to meet with Mukundanand Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Jai Shachi Nandana Gaura Hari.
Jai Prabhupada.